Well, I'm using you as an exemplar of something that I'm talking about, which is the opportunity for businesses to reshore, bringing back to the UK production that had previously been taken overseas to China and elsewhere. And I think with the low tax rates we have, with the highly trained workforce, with the apprenticeship programs, with things like the patent box that they're taking advantage of here, a 10% tax rate when you exploit intellectual property you've invented here in the UK. These are all reasons for people to bring jobs, investment and growth back to Britain. And here at Ventaxia, that's exactly what they're doing. Somewhere between 20 and 35 jobs, according to the managing director, coming back to Crawley. And this is part of a wider trend happening in the UK that we want to encourage. It won't happen automatically. It needs a government that's cutting taxes, making it easier to employ people, backing business, and restoring Britain's economic fortunes. That's what it's all about. So Crawley is leading the way.
Hi, I'm Shelley from Crawley Happy Times. How are you?
That's a lovely idea. We need a happy BBC and then the world will be a better place.
You fund it, I'll do it. How about that? What I'd like to talk about is the skill set that we will be missing in this country once manufacturing starts to dribble back. How will you encourage companies and support them, maybe even financially, to get skill sets, graduates, the apprenticeships going again? Will you do it on site? Or will you go back to the college and say?
I think there's a sort of there are several answers. There's a sort of long term, there's a sort of short term, medium term, long term answer. I think the short term answer is the government must continue to fund the apprentices, the apprenticeship schemes that businesses need to take on new staff. I think that's the short term answer. I think the medium term answer is that these catapult centres that we've set up in partnership with universities are going to focus, a lot of them are focusing on manufacturing industry and the skills and technology that manufacturing industry will need. The very long-term answer is lies in our schools. You know, if we produce more young people with good qualifications, getting the basics in science education and maths, I think we'll have every opportunity to make sure we're successful high-end manufacturing nations. So we've got to do all of these things.